And Simon Shin Lamedalad Sif Chaf Gimel. Okay, so now moving on to an item of clothing, Talas Shachas Bohar Ur. So a garment which has caught fire, Poshta Umiskasa Bohav Enoch Hashim Techab. So you can unfold it, and by putting it on, the movement, etc. Will prevent it from put it out. So your goal is it shouldn't burn anymore. If meanwhile it goes out, that's mutter. I'm not sure why it's exactly stuck in over here. I guess it's just as good a place as any. Talk to Mr. Bura. The poishta shlotiya mekupelis. You unfold it. Shal yechiz ayerezeh haur bekula, because that will allow the fire to quickly spread to the whole garment. And if it goes out, it's not a problem. Shal yiskabim lekach whom he divrei hatur. I'm a Taz Shabir the Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz explains what does that mean? I mean, obviously his point over here is to prevent the fire from spreading. So that's exactly the point. Shal Yiskaben Bepulos Lechabris Ma Shahud Lekvar Ela Shalotid Lek Yosef. Your goal is what's mutter is that your goal is to prevent it from spreading further. Vim Eira Shal Yerezad Nichba Haor Legarmi Enochoshish Kima Shahud La Yiskaben Lezad. Okay. Now the lashon of the mechaber is that it's mutter, and the yesh mishaymer l'dina mashu medivrei ha'achrenim the tafsinan, which he says is the Taz understands that not like this that they're not arguing, but the other achrenim assume that they are the gamen iskabel is a mutter. Elo sheyizar shelo yorut to beyikpa to be nana atzmoi ona ba'ona kreishi yichpe. You can't do a direct action. Well, you also can be Yisrael. And what can you do is miskasa batalas kedarka. So you put it on, and the nature of putting it on is it presses against the body, so that part it doesn't have the same type of access to the air, so it causes it to go out. So Chas v'Shalom, the situation that it caught fire, so you would be able to roll it to the point where to read it, and meanwhile that's going to the oxygen will be blocked and the fire will go out. That's a grom. But in that situation, you could call a goy directly to put it out.
Ka'ora,
you're allowed to put this plate above the nair, that to block the fire from reaching the beam which is near, and you can't do it in such a way that it's going to smother to the point to put it out. There has to be air has to be able to get inside, but you're blocking it from actually from just directly catching. The flame is catching on to the wood which is there. Okay, Chavdal, going back to the talus. Yesh armer shein yochel liten olav mashkin kedei sheyichba kishegi alehem. So what about the following? I want to. It's a large garment, and the fire is on one side. I want to wet the other side of the garment, that when the fire will reach that side of the garment, because it's wet, it'll put it out. So yesh armer that you can't do that. Some say the problem here, we have it, even though it's mutter beside the kibui, because it's not direct kibui. That's also only called a groma. So it's not a problem on the kibui element, but if you use water, you have a problem. And meanwhile, you're putting water on a garment. It's kibui, is machabes, is libun. Yeshatim filim amayim. The second opinion, the Shulchan Aruch, is weighing in like the second opinion, that putting water on the other side is mutter. Obviously, you can't put water directly in the fire that's putting out the fire. You can put water on the other side of the, putting liquid on the other side is mutter, but not water, because of the issue of malabit. Nun Zayin Shiyokol. The first thing says you can't put water there. So what's the difference? We said before, in Sifcha Beis, you can put these kalim which have water in them, which are going to burst and put out the fire. So what's the difference? Sadafka lahafsik bekalim malei mayim shari b'sifcha beis shena mayim be'en. So over there, the water is not directly going to attack the fire. It's in the container. The container has to burst, so there's a whole other step which has to happen before the water that you're put there is going to affect the fire. So this opinion holds, that's called that you are it's more direct. So Sharzin says it's the Rabbonon, it's not Mamish Kibui Mamish. But in Rabbonon, that's perceived as being that the person is somewhat along the lines of actively putting it out.
If he does what? Puts the water right on the
fire? Not on the fire, no. On the other side of the talus.
The other side of the talus, that he couldn't even do. The liquid on the other side of the talus.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't even do that.
That's the first opinion.
You're talking about the first.
Yeah. Now, then the second opinion says it's mutter to put liquid there, but not water. No, this is still considered a groma, because you're not actively putting it out. He's putting it on the other side. Eventually, the fire gets there, and then it goes out. Okay. But water you can't use because of Mishum Kibus. The Kaimalon, Shriyas Habega, Zel Kibus, just by a garment, just soaking it with water is called Mimalam. And even though you're not rubbing it, you're not putting any soap there, just soaking it in water alone is Kibus. Then the third opinion of Yeshua Tirma Sirilu, the Loy Shaykh Se Elabamokum, Shiyash Tinu Faydam, Abaloy Batalas Naki. It's not considered a Kibus if Batsim, the garment is clean. If the garment is dirty, and a Chanami, that'd be a problem. Medivrei Svar Hasheni is near an ikker. That's the main sheet, which is you can't use water. In other words, the Mishabura is pointing out that the machlokes between the second opinion and third opinion is putting water on a clean garment, is that called kibus? So if the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here that the second opinion of the three, which means the one that you cannot use water, means the Shulchan Aruch is weighing in and saying that putting water on a clean garment is called kibus. So the problem is back in Shin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch seemed to hold that you don't say Shri also Zeh Kibusai on a clean garment. So it's this. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Take a look back over there in Shin Beis, how to address the sheikhs. We didn't do that very well. Huh? I don't think we did that very well. Huh? Okay. So putting water, the siptes over there, should be siptes. Instead of putting water on leather, you don't say shiros is a kibusay by leather. But what's also soft leather is rubbing it. So that's already considered kibus. Now, But bag cheshel of lichluch is also feel the it's also to put the sachsachay, which you can't put water on it, because that's considered kibbutz. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says it's only a problem for putting a bag which has lichluch. But a bag doesn't have lichluch, so it would be mutter. So a clean garment is not in a kibbutz.
But the Ramas is there merubim, so this would presumably be merubim if you wanted the fire to go out.
Well, it's because Shabbat Yisrael, but that's not a kibbutz issue.
Right, it's not from a different issue. Right, but that would still apply. If you want your fire to go out, you don't have to soak it.
Yeah, I don't think that they're the gzera. They uh-huh. put the gzera in the situation of uh-huh. potential because of the fire. I think. Right. So.
Well, gzera.
So the bir halacha, there's gzera. If you put a lot of water, you might come to the skita. So the Bir Halacha and Sheshel of Lichluch, he says the pashtut lishon over here is like that it's only someone doesn't have lichluch. There's no way to serve shiros as a kibusoy, and that's what the Magen Ram learns. Tosha Shabbos, the Mir Gros say that he holds that no, it's usher because you have in Shilam Adalid. He said that the Svar Hashanah is the main shita because. Even though the item is clean, you still say Shrias is al-Kibusai. So why does he say over here, Jesh of Lichluch, that's Lash of the Mishnah, that B'tein Chanam, even without, there's not, which means, but if there is Lichluch, you want to address it, you can't address it with water, you have to address it by wiping it off. That's the way the Mishnah presents it. So the Shulchan Aruch followed that Lash, but it's loved off because there's Lichluch there. And that's how he comes out the Maskana, that the Iker. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Then he gets involved in okay, who are we paskin like?
What's
the sheet? So he said that you should be choshish that there is a problem of kibbutz, stress of kibbutz even by a clean garment. The Shulchan Aruch says over there a beggar which has lichluch, you can't put water on it, which seems to indicate better which beggar which doesn't have lichluch, you could put water on it. So he's saying that even a clean garment does have. He's saying over there that a clean garment doesn't have malabin. Here he's saying in Shilam Adalid it does. So the Bir Halacha is explaining that the Mishnah says the words lichluch in the context of when you have a garment which is dirty, you can't put water, but you can wipe it off in a dry way. You can wipe it off. So the Mishnah discusses lichluch not because getting involved in what's the only time it's also to put water because there's lichluch. It's saying the chiddush is yolada mekanech besmartut. The Shulchan Aruch follows the language of the Mishnah, but lav dafka, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is it usur only in the case of lichluch? Even without lichluch, it's still going to be usur. That's what the Bir Halacha explains over there. Correct, because the Shulchan Aruch said over here, putting water on a clean garment is usur.
Only water, other liquids,
the Shulchan Aruch is saying is mutter, yeah. You want to put grape juice there, isn't the hate? It's not cleaning the garment, it's dirtying the garment. Chafei. Okay, now we're going to move to the interface with asking a goy to put to deal with it. So really there are two sifim which deal with that. This Chafei and Chavav deal with that issue. So, first is like any who shabal chabes ain't sarachlim chesbiyadoi. Abakadin shabal chabes sarachlim chesbiyadoi. This is a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that if a guy comes on his own volition to put out the fire, so you don't have to stop him. But a katan, you would have to stop him. Okay. Now, what about asking a guy that's sif chavav? Let's see, Mishmar Samach Aleph. Any Yehudi adacted the Nafshei Kavod. So now the when a goy does malacha and his primary goal is to get paid, so he's doing adacted the Nafshei. The Gemara says, "If Yehudei Shenarach Lizalami, he understands the Jews benefiting from it. He's doing it because he wants to get money, because he knows that he will be paid for this work." Now, Zot Mishabura Abu Simon Rishayin Vob Halakas Ner Kishahidlik Bishur Yisrael. Even if he'll be lighting it for the Jew, Adaita the Navshay, Shaguba Yisrael Nehenim Yemeno, but there's a benefit, direct benefit to the Jew over here. You're just saving something. You're taking away a problem. Over there, you're actually giving him light. Lormina Adaita the Navshay Kabad, but also Lishtamish Lara, so you can't use that light. Chazal Asr, because if you're going to be Nehenna directly, so there's either the two chalukas rishonim what the problem is, because you might come to ask the guy to do it. Tosfos says, Rashi says, Chazal Asher being the henna from work which is done on Shabbos. Okay, so the guy's coming Shabbos Shabbos. V'afilu hu avda hamuskelo lezman gam kemina that didn't have shekel of it. Even if he's somebody that you've hired to work, but he's doing adaita d'nafshei. Now, don't shell sue from over here to other areas of Amir Lakum. The Maisa, there is element of kula taking place over here also because of the hefset. It's our b'chlim chesbayar. You don't have to stop him. I will also lazar so sheichaba after bo mitkila la to lazar. You can't encourage him. Even though he's under the age of chinuch, sarach limchus. The katan ein loy shikol hadas lasus adaita d'nafshei. So it's not his child. So he has no chiyuv chinuch. He's under the age of chinuch. So that's not that. So, and this person has no chiyuv to stop him from what he's doing, but the problem is that the katan is doing it for the gadol. That's also she yadeh she keep his end noach l'aviv voice of bishviloi but also the mitzvah al shvisa soy. Okay, now in the case where he says he's doing for aviv, the the Sharetzion is going to talk about that, and we'll see in the Sharetzion what it'll be if it's not by the father. So the there's a chiyuv, but by Rabbanan, if the issue of chinuch, if there's not a chinuch issue, so what is the responsibility? Saying, and so that's what he's suggesting, that maybe she, what they're saying, no, it's still usher. Okay. Biyadoi. I'm a serious that feeling in both the Kabbalah, the Lakers should have based by the Kerem Gamkin circle and be other key and show is a Bishop Godel. It's loved after by the father. It's any time he's doing it for a Godel. Okay, it's not the Shard seen in Nundal. When he is died, there's a Chilik. The Lakers of the Mukhi of the Minatarlim has be other. By the case where it's a fire on the father's property, so that's a chiyuv deraisa for the father to stop the katan. Why kivin shu oisel adaita? Because the katan is doing it for the father. So the father has to stop the katan. Kedeshal yavra mad deksiv lo sasa. You can't do malacha bincho bitecho. So there's a din that a father is mitzvah on the shvisa of his child. But that's a deraisa. But with like as a chayrim, mechuyev acher al kapana mi rabbanan limchus piyadoi. The tzaddiki of the raisa, they're not. He's not mitzvah on the shvisa of somebody else's child, not mi raisa. But there is a iser derabbanan, which would be mechayev him to be mecha. How do I know? The Hagemora shalka matar b'may hitir ben Yehudi. Whereas why do they allow my case of the guy? And the Mora says because any Yehudi. So you see that from the Gemara that anybody who's doing Adas the Gadol, there's a chiyuv to stop them, even though it's not his child. And that's at the point that the Beis Yosef is saying that's the diak in the Gemara. Like he says, like Kosh Kosh Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef's riot. Now, the point he's saying now is that chiyuv can be at the Rabbanon. It's not a derisa unless it's his own child. Fine. Chaf Vav. So let's look at this. So there really are two parts to Chavav. There is the Mechaber, and then he gets involved in. Let's see. Yochel Lerma Bifnei En Yehudi, Kol Mechaber Enu Mafsit. You can't tell a guy to go do it. You can't be Mizaris him. But to make a declaration that called Mechaber Enu Mafsid, that's not a type of shlichus at all. You're not asking him to do it. You're just saying a statement. Whoever is going to be Mechaber, you should know that they're not going to lose. They're going to benefit financially. And now when the goy hears that it does it, he's not doing it based on the shlichus of the Yisrael. You still did not ask him. But he's motivated to do it because he was told Mechaber Enu Mafsid. You ought to motivate him. And he's allowed to bring him over here. Even though he's definitely going to be react the way you want him to, you're allowed to call him over. So this concept applies by these type of things, which are a sudden potential loss. We're not dealing with any sakana over here. But there's a financial loss, and it's something which is sudden. The barrel is about to explode. You lose all the value, that valuable wine. You call the guy over, even though you know he's going to react and fix it. Now, interesting point in this: when in the halachas of remes to a guy. Most poskim hold based on the Shulchan Aruch that you can't prima gadam, etc. Shulchan Aruch Rav, I think, recall correctly. You can't. The Hetzer Remez doesn't work to call the guy into your house because that's like this thing over here. You call him in, he's going to react and do what you want him to do. You can't do that because that's equivalent to the halacha of asking him to do it. So over here, by Hezek above his time, so because our matter, because we have a story of Anabala Mamonoi, we need to be matter something. But a person's lights are on and he can't sleep, so he calls the guy in and says, you know, it's like so bright over here. And the guy says, oh, yeah. See, why'd you call him in? Right? So a scenario, you know, you have a friendly neighbor and you call him in, you have something to drink together, it's not obvious that that's your point. Okay, it's one thing. But to call him over just for the purpose of doing the malacha, and he's going to figure out that's what you want because you point out to him during the week, you know, when I call you in, I might, it's even worse. I'm saying, maybe you wouldn't, if that's going to be the reaction, that's the Shachar saying, that's only Mutter, but he has a couple of pism. So the Heter of Rem is very limited. I saw the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, like he says, he talks about it back in the Reish Ayin Vav, when it goes all the halachas of Mir Lakim over there. He says, you see him in this whole thing, he becomes on his own in your house. You can't even ask him. If he comes on his own, you have to stop him. So we hear their matter because to call him in is usher. So where is the scenario of remez? He says this whole idea that people think you're allowed to be merames, and that's the guy. It says there's very limited scenarios where it actually applies, and people misunderstand the whole concept. Okay, now. So the Ramah, behold, didn't he discover that didn't Galika Hani Mila be Yemeim? Bezanazesh on a shriem bein enim Yehudim, he cheshash skanas of voshes. So we're living in the close quarters, and amongst the goyim. So if the goyim hear that the Jews didn't put out the fire, even we could potentially save all the Jews, that itself is going to be a source for a pogrom. So, kazer shadim akrenim zal shemutter l'chabas leikah b'shabas b'shum z'yesh pasakonos afoshes. You're allowed to put out the fire. When the fires break out, they come and they use opportunity to take advantage of the people which are there, etc. Mezor is raising a shabuk. Mekolak akol feinian. If there's no concerns, then you can't. Seeing the fire broke out by the goy, but it's going to spread, and so there's no danger. Well, everybody will get out. No, first of all, can we guarantee everybody get out? Maybe there's somebody who's elderly, a young child, somebody who's disabled and can't get out. How do you know for sure everybody's going to get out in time? Even if everybody got out in time, the result of the lawlessness which takes place during when these fires are rampant is dangerous itself. So that goes into this issue, etc. Now, v'davka l'chabas hadleika, d'avim l'ocha jenisich l'gufa, v'yesh sakoni m'yechaba. So we're combining that even when you put it out, you're not doing a melacha d'raisa really. And there's a the potential sakana. I will also l'chal l'shabas get l'hatzal moment. But just to do a chil d'raisa to save your money, there's no such answer for that. So he has to fast 40 times. You don't fast 40 days in a row. You fast twice a week, Monday, Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, for a total, do that over 20 weeks. So that's 40 times. And then post the tinus that night after the tinus, even he's eating, but he should not drink wine or eat meat. This is the second half of the he goes talks about the meaning of tshuva. Right. So he says, so if he did a person did a b'shargeg, so he he's chayv a karban chatas. Well, he can't bring a karban chatas nowadays. We don't have a mikdash. So you give yurkes pshutin l'tzaka. So they had a certain coin which they would give that the time when they were riding this, that was probably the cheapest animal you could buy, that was the cost. So you instead of bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, you would take that money and give it to tzedakah. If you're to litvus a titus, person wants to not fast, so he can also give money to tzedakah. Eat him ba'ad kol yom, for each day that he's not fasting, shem vasar pshitim l'tzedakah. So he would give 12 pshitim. That was we'll argue that, I mean, even though that was somewhat expensive, the feeling of giving money away, that tsar was the equivalent of the tsar of fasting. My material there, Hilchasnida Simon Kupehe, which deals in the case of a woman, man was by all nida, but Shorgeg, he also talks about elements of how to do tshuva, etc. Nowadays, I don't think the minig is the fast. Okay.
It's not the minhag the fast for which thing?
For this case of being Mechal Shabbos, we are quite weak people. Chabbos Chaim writes one place, he says, if the result of the fasting is going to be that you're going to be weakened from your Avodas Hashem, so Yatzu Schar Be'Epsedai, You didn't make it better, you made it worse. So, fine. That's all the Mishnah Berurahs. What time I can? 37. Okay, let's also just excuse myself.